Preparing for the Big Debate. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The first Republican debate is now a week away, and the man leading in the polls was on the Boston Herald's morning meeting, warning his fans not to expect too much.
I create jobs, I make great deals, and I'm successful, but I've never debated before. I'm against guys that all they do is debate. Every night they go out and debate. You know, they're politicians, all talk, no action. So I have no idea how I'm going to do.
With so much riding on this first debate, you'd think that he would be preparing, cramming, rehearsing insults, but apparently he's going
to
wing it.
I have to be myself. Yeah, I'll prepare a little bit. I mean, but what am I going to do? Romney prepared, and he locked himself in a cabin for 2 weeks, and he couldn't talk.
Now, sometimes excellent debaters will deliberately lower expectations to lull the others into complacency. But I'll tell you what I'd like to see him do. I would like to see him deliver on his big applause line, where he says that big money people like him have been manipulating politicians for years. Remember what he told Anderson Cooper?
They will do whatever I want.
Politicians will do whatever he wants. And why? Because he knows how to use his money and his lobbyists to play the game.
I've had lobbyists, and I've had some very good ones. They could do anything. They can take a politician and have him jump off this ledge.
So on Thursday, he should reveal how much each politician on that stage got from him or his lobbyist or his rich friends, and which ledge they jumped off to get it. And that would probably be all the debate prep he'd need. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.